The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This common flower's botanical name means to sit, probably for the way it creeps along rocks. It's also called rocky stonecrop in England for the way it's perched on English cliffs. We know it as sedum. Sedums mostly fall into two categories, creeping types and 1 to 2 foot tall vertical types. Sedums have fleshy, succulent, sometimes colorful leaves and small flowers that form in packed clusters with colors such as white, pink, yellow, red, and purple. The tall varieties tend to be fall bloomers. Autumn Joy is probably the most common of this type. Frosted Fire has pink flowers and variegated white and green leaves, while Purple Emperor has maroon-red leaves and stalks with light purple-colored flowers. Low-growing sedums bloom mostly in spring and early summer. These include Eclair with white flowers, Hab Gray with blue-gray leaves, and Sweet and Sour Russian Sedum with yellow flowers and green and white leaves. To grow sedum, select hardy varieties for your area and plant in well-drained soil in full sun. Sedum is poor soil, heat, and drought tolerant. Some of the creeping natives will grow fine even in part shade. One of the advantages of sedum is that after the flowers fade, the heads still look attractive in the garden. Grow the creepers over rock walls and containers and in front of flower borders. Taller varieties look good mixed with other fall bloomers such as goldenrod, rudbeckia, and dwarf asters. Tall sedums can get leggy and flop, so cage them up and periodically divide the plants in spring to make more plants and to reinvigorate the mother plant. And now for this week's tip. Look for the large tomato hornworms on your tomato and nicotiana plants. They're frightening to see, but easy to catch and drop into a pail of soapy water. If you see white egg sacs on the hornworm's back, leave them. Those are eggs of a parasitic wasp that's helping you control this pest. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about harvesting herb seeds. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.